Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tamara Chaos. I'd like to read for you my article that I wrote on the Medium app. And it's about ordering McDonald's with the McDonald's app. So here it begins. Tonight is a late night. We are spending the evening shift at church, installing TVs. I had decided I wanted McDonald's for dinner. Since it was getting late, I wondered if I could order with an app and then go pick it up. Well, yes and no. Since it was my first time using the app, I maybe need more experience, but my first experience wasn't the greatest. When I arrived, I had to check in that I had arrived. Then I stood in line waiting for my order. I had hoped that I could avoid the standing in line. Someone who came in after me and ordered at the cashier got his food before me. So it makes me wonder, what hassle did I save? Did it make the guarantee that the accuracy of my order? Quite so, since I had to fill my own drink. I think maybe next time I will pick a different option, and maybe they will fill it for me. It is hard to actually customize the order, too. I really love pickles on my McChicken, but I couldn't see where to do that. So, well, first experience. I do believe that this may be a series. I will need to update everyone when I do it again. And so today, we did do it again, and I have written number 2. So I will put that in a separate episode. I thank you for listening, and I will see you in my next broadcast. Bye-bye for now. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tamara Chaos. I am going to read for you the article that I wrote on the app called Medium, and it is part 2 of ordering McDonald's with their app. It's Sunday. Sundays are nice because it's a day of glorifying God and spending time with fellow Christians. The sermon is usually thought-provoking, like today. But now it's after church, and it's time for the ever-dreaded question. Where should we eat lunch? Restaurants are cold. Restaurants serve lukewarm food. If we were smart, we would be like a lot of smart people and have a crock pot full of food cooking while we were at church. We have one. I may need to try to get better about doing something like that. But you know, based on the title of this article, well, in this case, episode, you know where we went. I saw this as an opportunity to try the app again. So here it goes. At 11:57 a.m., I ordered our meals, found a designated parking spot, told them I wanted to pick it up curbside, and checked in. We're number 3! We waited. 5 minutes later, here comes our food with a smiling McDonald's employee in tow on this chilly, rainy Sunday. Now we head home to eat in our warm, awesome house. I made chai tea to go with my warm McChicken, which, of course, doesn't come with a pickle. But the good news is, Phil's quarter-pounder sandwich does come with pickles, and he doesn't like them. Win! So all in all, my second experience was quite pleasant. It will probably be a long time that I use it again, because I rarely eat out. But I do see myself using it in the future. Okay, so there's number 2. I hope you have a wonderful and blessed day, and I will see you in my next broadcast. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.